And when you also, when you came here, did you go right to the
Kiva
synagogue, or did you just come
in here? No, I went in like holidays. I used to go into the London synagogue in Spadina, just for the day, for the Yontif, you know. And then a man by the name Baisky started me, he took me into the society of the Bride of Israel, and he took me into the Kiva synagogue for them. And I enjoyed over there, very nice people, quiet people.
Are you still a member?
I'm still a member. I don't come there, but I pay my dues.
What year did you come to Canada?
The end of 1926.
And what did you do, where did you go first?
I went to Israel.
From
I'm
where?
From New York, from Russia to Israel.
Oh, where in Russia?
Wide Russia.
Do you remember the town?
Well, Valishi Gaben, you know.
Where's the largest town?
The largest town is in Lublin, Warsaw.
I see. And then you went to Israel?
Then they sent us away kids, a bunch of kids from Israel. We came from Israel, we came to Montreal.
How old were you when you got to Montreal?
When I was in Montreal, I was 18 years old.
And then you, what did you do when you were there?
I was a message boy.
And what made you decide to come here?
Well, I'll tell you, circumstances, them days were very much depressing, you know. The small men couldn't live. And I had a small store, grocery food, and two things just opened up beside me, and I had to go away. I couldn't exist. For the money that went there for the specials. And so without money they came to me. I couldn't pay the bills. I sold out and I paid up and I said, I'm going away. And I went away to New York. I was in Rochester. In Rochester, I came here. I wanted to go to Vancouver. I was doing it for Toronto.
Were you married?
No.
How
I came
old?
Here by that man.
You got married here?
Married, yeah.
And are you still living in the Kensington area?
No. I live in Baker.
When did you move?
We moved 1962.
Oh, so you lived here until
1962? Yeah, North Street.
And have you seen a lot of changes in the last 40 years?
Changes?
Yeah.
My goodness, talk about changes. You haven't got anybody that I know. They were living here, all of them, all gone up. Even the Italian people going up.
Mostly Jewish people were there. Some of the names of the stores and people who were here?
Well, the stores are the same thing, but the Portuguese took it over, you know. It used to be a Coppins, used to be another one. Baker's is still there. There's lots of Jewish people, but they changed. They're not even living yet. They're all gone. And so they kept on going, and now the whole street is Portuguese and Italian. And the fact business now is better than here than it used to be. Yeah, because by me, I used to be the first one, you know, they used to be wrestling. Before the wartime price and trade boards in the wartime, I used to give oranges the whole area. They used to come even to City Hall to get oranges from me over there. But then they all moved out and started to come in. New people started to come in. And they never made their success than the years. But when they started to come in, the people from Europe, they started to do business to make money, to live in a decent living.
When you came into the Kiva synagogue, did they already have a rabbi, a husband, or sort of...
Over there was no such thing as a rabbi. Rabbi Lang used to be there, you see. But they never had a cousin. They had about filler, you know. You know what it means about filler?
Yes.
Well, that's a place synagogue, but you couldn't be there synagogue.
And what's
that? The reason, and the other was born yet. You take things. Do you understand good Jewish? I'm going to tell you something. In this synagogue was never made a wedding these days. You know why? Because these days are the sphere. You know what the sphere is? Tin Placer, Vishavir. realize in Yiddish like somebody says shiva.
Yeah, yes, I know.
They never made a bar mitzvah. A rabbi never gave a tekbis, never took it, and never. You know, right now, you're never responsible. I bet with a man a bottle of whiskey, you can't get it in a synagogue. And no synagogue can let you in. They tell me they were bar mitzvah last week. I couldn't believe it. This is only the money. It's the money, and now it's a different world, you know. It's not the same like it used to be. That's what the story is. They had wedding. They had a wedding. A man told me the marker, he was for a wedding last Sunday. They were to a bar mitzvah. The only way you can make a bar mitzvah or a wedding is like Boima. Grind rice to take in the between pastry as well. You see, that's the only way you can have a shave or a haircut. Listen, that shul was a different mentality shul. The Ashkenazi shul was a good shul. The quality shul, the Henry Street was a good shul. The Makolsky shul was a good shul. The Londoner was aristocrat, you know, different. That's the way it went there. Listen, forget about them days. I don't think you'll come back.
And do you still go with your high holidays to the Kiva?
No. My wife doesn't let me drive. She says you're driving enough a whole year with the buses and the cars.
What?
She doesn't let me go to the synagogue. I go there, I pay tickets there. I pay here, and I pay there.
Why do you still pay here?
I gotta keep up the synagogue, you know. There's a cemetery, I'll die. The cemetery is in Roseham, Roseham. They have a big cemetery, it's worth a lot of money.
Is it a large congregation?
Yeah, there are a lot of, but the old mad people died out. You know, take things, it was a few people. It was Louis Weinstein, it was the Gerstmann, it was Adolski, it was who else was there? There's a lot of people, they're all gone. They were the people, but they used to pick the shoes, they used to bring the bags together, bring together. That Louis Weinstein all at once passed by, and I stood here, sorry, I say sorry himself. He says, look, Joe, I'm going to give $10 for your name. We got a rabbi coming. I said, go ahead, give it. I gave it to him all the time in the tax writer. But now a different people, the youngsters, they went. I had my son's wife had a little girl, and they belonged to Batikva there. To youngsters, I was surprised, you know, I come Saturday there. I went Saturday. I was surprised, very nice. Young girls, boys, but it's not the same, it's not the same. They're making it easier.
Yeah. It's not as warm?
It's not the same. I can't explain you exactly. I can make a remark. They don't run it right because that's the way they run it. We run it different. We got different minds, they got different minds. Mm-hmm. Young people are different. You tell a young boy you got to go to synagogue in the morning to look at you, the father, you're crazy. He used to go every morning and every night. Well, it's a difference, it's changed now.
Do you attend Saturday morning services?
No. I go on holidays, but sometimes when I out got up, you take the shavuos, I take off. The poorest days, Pesach, I go there, yeah.
You go to the Kiva?
No, I don't go to the Kiva. I go to the Associated,
uh-huh.
Hebrew,
yeah.
And the Neptune there.
Uh-huh.
They know me well over there.
We're planning to have a special services on the 15th of June in the Kiva. We'd like you to come then.
Well, at least you'll have enough without me. My goodness, there's nicer people and better people than me.
No,
there is, but...
Are you a member of the executive?
No, I didn't want it. In effect, I gave a half a dozen bottles of whiskey.